Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of our Leadership Lab podcast. This is a podcast where we dissect discipleship and leadership development in the local church, and I do hope you guys are enjoying your discipleship and your victory groups, and that you're able to empower some of them, and that in spite of the pandemic, you're able to have some godly biblical conversations going on with your group that challenges you to become better leaders and to become better disciples of Jesus. And special ang podcast natin ngayon. Not only because Mariam is here. You guys know Mariam, of course. She's the favorite preacher of Victory Makati.
Ay, grabe naman. Ayan.
Pero hindi si Mariam ang special guest natin.
Praise God.
Si Mariam, pag show pa, asado. Ito, bola-bola yung guest natin. Special talaga.
Right.
Yun. Nagutom tuloy ako. We have with us somebody who I've worked with for maybe around 3 years in Victory Green Hills. He's actually, for me, a pastor of pastors, somebody who has guided us along the way, who's helped us hear from God, listen to God, and also help us become better pastors nung nasa Green Hills pa siya. And right now, he's the founder or the director of Center for Spiritual Wellness. So, pwede niyong bisitahin yan online. And after the pandemic, you can go to their place. Really nice place, by the way, guys. So, we have with us Pastor Edgar Gore. Hi, Pastor Edgar.
Hi, Pastor Dennis. Hi, Mariam. Hi, everyone who's listening. Glad to be here to minister to all of you.
Hello, ayun. Pastor Edgar. Thank you for joining us. So, always a pleasure. Yeah. Excited din ako personally to learn from you today.
Yeah. Yes. So, we'll dive right into our topic for today, which is spiritual formation, something that not a lot of people actually hear. Mm-hmm. Sa term natin sa Victory, no, ito yung first F natin, yung follow Jesus. Mm-hmm. No, and as I was trying to prepare for this podcast, sabi ko nga, parang minsan no, yung follow Jesus pala was more of me putting a checklist of what I need to do rather than Jesus forming something in me and transforming me. No? Right. So, di ba, we have follow Jesus, fellowship with believers, fish for men. The starting point for a disciple is to follow Jesus. Now, what does that mean, Pastor Edgar, when we say follow Jesus? As you talk to our Victory Group leaders and our interns, what does following Jesus mean?
All right. Simple lang naman eh. To follow Jesus means to have a close relationship, an intimate relationship, an intimate connection with Christ. Because yun naman, Christianity is about relationship. And that's why yung minimension ni Pastor Dennis about spiritual formation. And when we talk about the three Fs, yung follow, fellowship, and fish. Actually, if you look at the broader context, lahat yun is actually part of a spiritual formation, not just the follow Christ. Because when you talk about spiritual formation or, you know, when you follow Jesus Christ, ano ba ibig sabihin noon? Following, especially during the Bible times, kasi ang terms noon is, it's really like a apprentice to a master. Sinusundan mo siya, kaya follow yung tawag doon. But it means you have a connection, you have a relationship. One is teaching you, you're learning from him. But of course, Jesus expanded that. When you say follow, it also means you read that in the Bible, it's about walking with Christ. And you walk kasi ngayon is about physical exercise but during that time when you walk with someone, it means you're connected relationally. And that's what following Christ is all about. And so, but as I've said kanina, yung spiritual formation actually connects all three, no? Hindi lang follow Jesus. So, I don't know if you want me to expound on that.
Yeah, kasi, sure.
Yung spiritual formation, di ba dalawang words yun, yung spirit or spiritual and formation or to form. So yung two words na yun are very important. When you talk about spirit, it's the work of the Holy Spirit in us. But in fact, yung minention natin, yung three na ginagawa, yung follow, fish, and fellowship, it's actually not just the work of the Holy Spirit. It's a Trinitarian work. It's a work wherein very basically, ang spiritual formation is really to have an intimate connection with God through the Holy Spirit, through the revelation of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will reveal the Father and Christ. Yun yung following, para makilala natin sila better. But not only that, kasi we are also being, you know, the other words for formation is, you can read that in maybe Romans chapter 8, when the part of the Holy Spirit work is to conform us to the image of His Son. In fact, maganda yung scripture na yung sa Romans 8. We quote this a lot, di ba? Yung, God works out all things for, all things work for the good, di ba? For those who love Him and have been called according to His purpose, di ba? Mm-hmm. Alam natin, yeah. We pray that. Pero yung kasunod nun is very important because it says, for those who God foreknew, He predestined to be conformed. That word form is there also. To be conformed to the likeness of His Son, that He may be the firstborn among many brothers. So makita natin, yung work ng Holy Spirit is really part. Yung spiritual formation is, first of all, tayo personally, kinoconform tayo sa image of His Son. But secondly, kinoconform rin tayo corporately into a body, into a community. And it's also work of the Holy Spirit when we are baptized in the Holy Spirit into one body. Yun yung fellowship, fellowshipping with one another, right? So, Trinitarian rin yun, pero primarily, it is, we are energized and we are connected by the Holy Spirit. And finally, we are empowered to be His witnesses, right? And that word, ang gagamitin natin is the word to, for us to transform the communities around us. Mm-hmm. So we are formed, we are conformed to the image of Son, and we are agents of His transformation. So I hope parang I gave a bigger context na lang dito sa spiritual formation. Not just simply, ito lang ha, parang personal lang to.
Yeah, that's powerful actually. Parang napaisip ako noon, nasabi ko nga, no? Sometimes you, when you talk about being transformed or God transforming you, sometimes you feel like, tayo lang to Lord, ah. Yeah. Tayo lang, Lord. Pero community is so much involved in transforming our souls, di ba? So,
right, yeah.
Ang ganda nun, ah. Yeah.
I remember the, ano rin, Pastor Dennis of Pastor Steve, no? Na yung sinabi nga niya na being a disciple includes all these aspects, like what Pastor Edgar is saying, no? It's not just merely following and just focusing on that. Na parang naturally, because nga it's the work of the Holy Spirit, it will branch out from conforming to transforming. So I love that idea na as you are being conformed, the Spirit is also empowering you and using you to transform the world around you. So ang galing lang. It's a very good insight.
Yeah. Mariam, I don't know with you, no, pero sometimes growing up in church, they kind of ask me, kunyari, paano ko malalaman na okay si Dennis? Di ba? Ang tatanong sa atin, nag-quiet time ka na ba? And ako, I'm confessing now, Father Edgar, I'm confessing now, sometimes even with my kids, it's like, guys, quiet time na. Parang as if pag nag-quiet time sila, automatic, okay na sila kay Lord. Di ba? Parang yun yung measurement sometimes na, nag-quiet time naman yun eh. We joke about it. Uy, nag-quiet time ako ngayon, ha? Di ba? And we feel like that's the spiritual formation. And then I realized din sa akin, sobrang dami pang pinoform ni Lord na hindi lang sa quiet time, ano ko. What can you say about some of the maybe misconceptions natin about following Jesus or how does it, you've been a pastor of Victory for the longest time. Right. Ano yung mga nakikita mong, that's not really the transformation we're looking for. Yeah. And this should be the heart of transformation. Yeah.
Well, first and foremost, I think very important yung personal devotion of personal time with God. In fact, Jesus instructed it in Matthew chapter 6, di ba? Na, okay, when you pray, I mean, you seek a particular time or particular place, be intentional and all of that, that is very important. And I believe that goes, that should be part and parcel of our lives, okay, of our daily lives, yung spiritual disciplines, connected, being connected with Christ. But I agree na sometimes we can be boxed in na, okay, pag nag-quiet time ako, okay ako. Pag hindi ako nag-quiet time, hindi ako okay. I mean, it goes more than that because some of the admonitions or encouragement of Paul is for us to be continuously praying or to be continuously connected. And how do you practically do that? Because the work of transformation is not just during the times na, okay, itong 30 minutes or 1 hour with God, yun na yung ta-transform ka na, that's in the 23 hours, wala nang kinalaman yun. No, hindi naman ganun. That's not how God works and that's not how the Holy Spirit works. In fact, one of the key scriptures for me, one of my life messages is in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 to 18, when it says, "Now the Lord is a spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." And it says, "And we all with unveiled faces, beholding the glory of God, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another." Okay? Mm-hmm. "For this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit." In fact, again, this work of transformation is as we constantly behold Him, as we constantly connect with Him. Hindi lang during the time na, okay, nandito ka lang sa room mo, but throughout the day. Okay, throughout the day, you can, as you remain connected, as you remain aware, okay, and as you continuously obey that voice, you never know how God continuously will transform you and use you to transform others. I mean, just an example, sometimes I feel like, okay, yung ministry time, I remember ito, no? Kasi nung time na nabangga yung car ko, nag-Uber, bago pala yung Uber noon eh. So sabi ko, "Lord, gagamitin ko lang kasi medyo asar na asar ako, Lord, ba't nangyari ito? I mean the EN and all of that, but sige, gagamitin ko na lang itong negative thing into something positive. Lahat na sasakyan kong cab or whatever, Uber, I'll be very sensitive kung ano gusto mo, pag gusto mong pag-pray and minister to those people." But there was one time, I mean, I was able to minister a few, hindi naman all the time, no, but every now and then. But there was this particular time na parang sobrang pagod ako during that day. And then I felt like wala na, pagod na, ayoko na, patutulog na lang ako sa cab, sa Uber yata, Uber yun eh. So I connected, and then pagdating ng mga 5 minutes before the car came, bigla lang may tumawag, nag-ring sa akin, yung driver. Tapos ang sabi, "Pastor Edgar, ito yung sasakyan, no? I'll be passing by in front, malapit na ako." And I totally missed that because I zoned out na time of ministry or ano, matutulog na ako, I'm so tired. So pasok na ako, tulog na ako, and then in the middle, tinanong ko, "How is so-and-so?" Sinabi niya, "How is yung brother, Elaine ng brother-in-law kasi Omar." Sabi, "How is Omar?" So biglang napagising, "Ha? Paano mo nakilala si Omar?" And sabi niya, "Actually, I attended your small group once. In-invite ako ni Omar one time, 2 years before that." Because he was working in a network, one of the telecom network, no? And then he was the big boss there. And then sabi niya, "That's the only time I met him, pero he got my number." So nag-ring, nag-connect, alam niya na kaagad. And because of that, sinabi niya, bottom line, he was depressed, he got fired, or because of politics, he was so depressed, he was medyo suicidal na, and economically, things went down. Naging Uber driver na siya from one of the directors of that. And so I ministered to him. Kahit na hindi mo feel, kahit na hindi mo alam mo may ginagagamitin ka ni Lord. Alam mo na, pag you are just, be sensitive enough. Hindi naman kailangan, okay, pag nasa discipleship conference tayo, ito na yun. No, I mean, any time of the day, yun yung work ng transformation na hindi lang, you cannot box that in. Yung connection mo is always 24/7.
Yeah.
Wow.
Galing. Pastor Edgar, no, you mentioned two things as you were sharing, yung mindfulness and just being aware of the presence of God all throughout the day. Like what you said, no, yung hindi siya naka-tune out na morning lang, tas after ng quiet time ko, okay na, I'll go back. So, and also the obedience to the word. Is there a way that can really be cultivated or developed? Kasi sometimes, we're such people of habits and routine, eh, di ba? So sometimes dahil nga nag-quiet time ka na ba or parang yun yung nagiging measure mo. So kahit ikaw parang tapos na ako, check na ako diyan. I can So is there a discipline? Is there a way to really grow in that area of mindfulness dun sa presence ni God all throughout the day?
Well, actually, siguro no matter how busy you are, kahit sobrang daming work, no? I mean, you'll have times of coffee breaks or lunch break. Siguro incorporate mo na lang during those times. Kahit 5 minutes lang, okay. I'll just connect with God itong 5 minutes. But even during those times, if you are aware of how to hear the voice of God or how to know na si Lord pala to, then it will be easier for you. And it takes practice because many times we don't know naman na, oh, si Lord ba nagsasalita? Like for me, during that time, God, kasi parang, I know na parang there was something before that. Sabi ko lang, Lord, pagod na ako. I don't want to, ano, I just want to sleep. I just want to rest during the trip.
Yeah.
Pero, alam mo yun, parang si Lord na nagsabi, parang, okay, wait, kailangan kito, siya na tumawag sa akin, in other words. Eh. But the more we practice that, even in the small things, it doesn't have to be as dramatic as that. You know, parang little things of obedience, little things na, okay, write this down, or pray for this person, na ikaw lang. I mean, those small things will contribute so that you will be more aware of His presence, His voice.
Mm.
And the more you do that, the more you practice, the more you'll be able to distinguish and know that He's always there naman eh. Tayo lang naman yung hindi nakikinig eh. Many times He's always there, He's assuring us, eh, but in the busyness of life, parang hindi natin, yung parang natutune out lang tayo.
Mm. So, alam nyo ako, weakness ko yan eh, being a Christian. Sobrang laging fast-paced ako, di ba? Parang, eto gagawin natin, eto gagawin natin. Minsan, hindi talaga ako nakarinig kay Lord. Si Tami naman, baliktad. Even to the smallest details, kunyari, baba ka. Ba't siya bababa? Yung pala, nakabukas yung ganito. Tapos, nakabukas yung pintuan ng ref. Di ba? Parang, pinababa ako ni Lord. Pinababa ka ni Lord para dun sa ref? Parang ganun, di ba? Parang, di ba? Parang, but now, I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to appreciate the everyday. Yung, hindi ko alam kung pinapractice lang ba ni Lord na oh, bumaba ka or ganito gawin mo or pumunta ka sa kotse. Bakit pumunta sa kotse, di ba? Parang there's nothing, you know, it's not something you'll do. And Pastor Edgar, question lang.
Yeah, sure.
We would always hear Christians kasi say, sabi nga ni Lord sa akin, eh, I know it sounds weird daw pag sa labas.
Right.
But it's true, di ba? We hear from God. No?
Yeah.
How do you, ano, parang... Sabi mo kasi kanina yung parang being made aware. May ano ba yan? Parang, how do you come to that point? Di ba? Parang, may steps ba to na practical steps or best practice or concepts that you want us to learn for us to actually get to say, you know, I actually heard from God. Parang, how does that happen?
Okay. Siguro, foundationally, the first thing you need to do to need to understand is really the Bible is really what we call our sounding board. Everything that you feel like God is speaking, diba, if you measure it through the scripture, malalaman mo first and foremost ko, ah, si Lord pala yan o hindi. Kasi when I train about hearing God, I usually give this example. It's like most of the time we have this concept of identical twins. I don't know if some of you know people who are twins, diba? In the beginning, hindi mo ma-distinguish yung identical twins, diba? Kasi pareho lang sila, pareho sila mag mannerism, magsalita, and all of that. And you know, in our daily lives, we have the same thing. No, we have what I call the identical twins of the soul and the spirit. Many times, the Spirit of God is already speaking, but we can't distinguish because it sounds so much like our voice or someone very familiar or someone very, you know, parang malapit yan eh. And the only way to distinguish the voice of God from the voice, kasi paano mo nalaman kung voice mo lang ba yung naririnig mo or not, right?
Yeah.
It's the same thing with identifying identical twins. It's really by getting to know them. Kasi pag kilala mo ni sila, malalaman mo, ay, may nunal pala siya, ito'y wala. Ay, may ganito mannerism pala. But from the afar, hindi mo madidistinguish. But the more you interact, doon mo distinguish, ah, si Lord pala to, ah, ito ako pala to, or marami lang ako kinain fried chicken ngayon, ako lang pala to, hindi pala si Lord to. No? So, I mean, it's really, yun nga, yung quote-unquote, walking with God, getting to know Him. And the second thing is, ano yung fruit na lumalabas? What fruit? You will know them by their fruit. Is the fruit of the fruit of the Spirit being generated? Are you being more loving, more kind, or all of that? And secondly, is it fruit coming out? Are you more passionate about God? Are you being more passionate about, you know, sharing His kingdom or diba, sharing the love of God with others? Kung yun yung fruit na lumalabas with the things that we feel like, oh, this is God pala talking to me. Then I feel that is from God because it's clear from the scriptures. So I think those are the safe guidelines for us how to you know, navigate this as we develop yung walk with natin, yung walk natin with God, and how to hear and develop that deeper relationship with Him.
Ayan, ang ganda. I think that's also a very good guideline for our leaders and interns, no, mm-hmm. Pastor Dennis, because sometimes you have members in your group who mm-hmm. so sure they heard from the Lord. Ito eh, ito yung sinabi ni Lord sa akin. And you know, sometimes parang paano ba, 'di ba? Parang as a leader sometimes paano mo kontrahin yun eh, si Lord na daw yung nagsabi. So, I think this is such a good guideline then for you to see na hindi lang siya of course in accordance to the word, kasi sometimes natitake out of context din ang verse eh, 'di ba? Ang right. word, there's like mm-hmm. one verse. Ito, pero pag tiningnan mo yung context, actually hindi talaga yan yung gustong, you know what I mean? But right. I think the fruit is no. also very
parang
important.
Marami kang alam, Mariel.
Kasi di ba, totoo, alam mo yan, maraming ganyan, di ba, na parang pag sinabi yan, eh hindi, I'm sure, ito yung sinabi ni Lord sa akin. Paano, di ba? So I think ang ganda nung the combination of understanding the context of the word and at the same time, seeing the fruit, di ba? Kasi minsan yung fruit, ikaw lang naman makikinabang dyan. Wala namang advancement sa mission ni Lord, di ba?
Ganun mo sinasabi, Mariam.
Hindi.
Sabi ni Lord, ano eh?
Yun lang, ano lang naman, nagtatanong lang ako in behalf of our leaders, yes. But it was really, really such a good guideline. I think it will really help our leaders. Pastor Edgar, salamat.
Alright.
Interesting question lang. So, Edgar, Pastor Edgar, may ganun ka ba yung sinabi niya? Sabi kasi ni Lord eh. Tapos alam mo talaga, sobrang hindi. Paano mo sinabi sa Victory Group member na lalo na pag yung lalo na pagkalabag talaga sa salita ni Lord, di ba? Tapos parang sabi ni Lord, iwan ko siya.
Well, yung ganun, mas clear naman yun. Madali naman pag if it's clear sin. Okay, I'm talking about yung mga mas quote-unquote, mas nasa gray area. I'm talking about, especially for the singles, sabi ni Lord, siya yung papakasalan ko.
Yun!
Diba? I mean, we hear that, right? I mean...
Oh, my.
Okay, saan natin sa hanapin, nandiyan ba yung name niya sa Bible, yung sinabi mo? No, but when it comes to that, part of it, kasi God speaks naman, ito sa love life na to, no? Kasi... in guidance for the love life, kasi ang hirap naman ng when someone goes to you, na for example, when someone goes to Marian, you know, Marian, God spoke to me na ikaw na yun. And so, paano mo kukontrahin yun, di ba? But I always tell the singles, you know what, if God, para ang confirmation noon, is that God would speak to the other party too. Pag yung party eh, hindi sa akin nagsalita si Lord, sa'yo lang si Lord, na then sasabihin ko, then that's not from God, diba? Or at least not now. I mean, hindi ko sasabihin na not now, no? Kasi meron naman times na gano'n, no? Parang ilang beses na binasted, and then for the seventh or eighth time bigla na lang nagbago. I mean, for now hindi, unless baguhin ni Lord yung puso, right? Or biglang nag-asawa na, wala na talaga kung nag-asawa ng iba, diba? So I mean, there are some practical things naman to this, and we're trying to remove the so much weirdness, okay, and mystical things about the work of the Spirit. And that's because it's spiritual formation is really a work of the Spirit in us and through us, as I've said, kasi I expanded it dun sa three aspects ng three F's natin, I mean, follow, fish, and fellowship. Yeah, so I hope that helps.
Yes, galing. Perfect yon. Okay, Pastor Edgar, we're always here about the discipline, no, of silence and solitude. Okay. Laging na yun, you talk about hearing from God and
right.
you know, being sensitive to the whispers all throughout the day ni Lord. Pero ano ba talaga siya? What is it really? To learn that that discipline of silence and solitude, and why is it important, especially, you know, here in Makati, di ba, we're a make it happen city, so like what Pastor Dennis, talagang hustle, go,
hustle culture,
Silence and solitude is not probably one of our strengths, you know.
Hindi tulad nung pag makita nyo sa mga listeners natin, no, sa likod ni Pastor Edgar, may pine tree hatay. Grabe. Walang ganun sa Makati. Wala. Sa landmark na bibili yung ganun.
Pagpasko. Yeah. Pagpasko well, lang yan.
Okay lang naman talaga. I mean, God designed us to work, to be fruitful, and it's okay to be busy and all of that. But you have to incorporate in your life those times. Maybe God sometimes allows us to go through seasons of being still, being silent, and those are spiritual disciplines that are very important to incorporate. Because as busy as we are, as many things as we need to decide, many things we want to do, or many things we want to make happen. Alam mo yun, tayo pinipilit natin. Diba sa Matthew 11, it says that we have to learn the enforced rhythms of God's grace. Eh. Mm-hmm. Sanay tayong pilitin. Ha? Hindi, pag hindi kaya, gawin natin ng paraan. I mean, of course, that's a good motto, but sometimes what God is saying, unforced nga, no? That's what grace is. Eh. See, you allow God to work in you and in your situation. But in terms of that, sometimes even in the midst of like this COVID pandemic, it has caused us globally to more or less to slow down in terms of commute, in terms of many things. But it does not necessarily mean na nawala na yung stress sa bahay. Nawala na kasi madami mga away pala sa bahay, maraming things that we are going, there's a lot of uncertainty pa rin. Eh. But when you talk about solitude, silence, and stillness, it's talking about creating that air, that space where God can connect with you. Like for example, in the time of Moses, diba, he was, ang dami nangyayari sa buhay niya, and then suddenly, nung napatay niya yung Egyptian, he went through the wilderness in Midian, and he lived a quiet life of a shepherd. Yeah, parang okay, shepherd na lang siya. Totally different from the urban life in Egypt, right? So, dun lang siya. And, you know, during that time, that's when, during one of the times that he was, you know, yung daily routines niya, being a shepherd, diba, dinadala niya yung mga, ginigrace yung mga sheep niya, that's when he saw and got an encounter with the burning bush. Now, the burning bush actually, kala natin, wow, supernatural. Of course, supernatural yan. But it's actually an ordinary part of a life of a shepherd. Because an instantaneous combustion was very common in the wilderness, in the desert. Mainit doon eh. Parang sa Australia yon 2 years ago or sa California, di ba? Because of the heat. Pero ang difference, ang difference was, ito, kasi normally mga ano lang yun, di ba? Yung sandali lang yun eh. Kasi mga tumbleweeds, mga maliliit na ito yung burning bush was not, di ba, being consumed. Hindi na uubos. So that's what caught his attention. In other words, dinadraw na siya ni God. Okay? Hindi enough yung quiet and solitude lang siya. Kailangan mo pa rin ma-encounter si God. Okay? Silence and solitude and being still is only an avenue for you to connect with God. Kahit na gano'ng katagal po itong pandemic na wala kang ano, if you don't learn to encounter God, wala rin mangyayari. That's just an avenue. But it's an important avenue because many times, hindi natin marinig si God because ang dami mong iniisip. It's like you know, it's like a muddy water. Di ba? Alam mo yung magulo yung water. Pero, you know, if you let that muddy water, put it in a jar, and let it be still. Okay? Wag mong galawin. Long enough, mawawala yung mga dumi, pupunta sa ilalim. And then it will become clear. And many times yung soul natin is, there's so much going on, okay? If we don't learn to be still, hindi maka-clarify yung mga kailangan mong pag-isipan, decision making. And that's why this is very important, yung spiritual disciplines na yun. Silence, solitude, being still before God.
Yeah. Wow.
Ganda.
Alam mo, Pastor Edgar Mariam, excited actually ako. And that's why, patikim pa lang tong podcast na to because when everybody's vaccinated and we can all go out, one of the top agenda that we'll try to do in our local church is really to have retreats. And most likely speaker ka namin, Pastor Edgar.
Sure.
So, nagpapaalam na ako ngayon.
After ng pandemic.
Nagginitig na kami ngayon, Pastor Edgar. We had our first and last before COVID hit Metro Manila. That was the week where we had our retreat. And it was, for me, it was so powerful. Mm-hmm. It was like, tumataas yung ano, awareness mo of what God wants you to do and who you are in the sight of God. I think there's something powerful about creating that space. There's no magic in the space.
Yeah.
But yun nga, if you build that space, I think, di ba, God inhabits the praises of His people.
Right.
There's a longing na God also wants to reveal Himself to us. And when He reveals Himself to us, I think a transformation really happens.
Yeah.
And that's why we're really excited. Alam ko ngayon, online lang. I will try to find ways kung matagal pa talaga tong pandemic, baka mag-online retreat muna tayo. Sure. Pwede ba yon? May ganun ba? Yeah. Kaya ba yon?
Online retreats na ginagawa ko ngayon. Eh.
Ayun. So,
wag na nating hintayin.
Wag na nating hintayin. Let's make it happen.
Yun. Make it happen.
Ito na naman. Let's make it happen na naman tayo. Ayun, so thank you so much, Pastor Edgar. Wow, this is so full. I think this would make us want to read our Bible more, to check out what you're trying to say, just the concepts that was being taught today. And hopefully, even in our victory groups, I will be able to discuss this and be able to digest what you've learned today from Pastor Edgar Gore. Pastor Edgar, may website ka that they can visit ba?
Yung... Yes. CSW, wait, Retreat. Actually, may Facebook kami eh.
Ah, Facebook. Yeah, what's the Facebook?
CSW, wait, teka lang ha.
Hindi CSI ha? Okay.
Hindi. Okay. CSW, Center for Spiritual Wholeness.
Okay.
Actually, pag sinerch mo lang yun, CSW Retreat at Wix, pala, Wix.com.
Okay.
Okay. CSW. So we'll try to put it there. Yung, we'll send the link to you. Para
Yes. We'll put it in the podcast description below also so you can check it out. I think it's going to bless you. Sa lahat ng naghahanap ng mga retreats na outside the local church, I highly recommend Pastor Edgar's retreat. No? And we're so glad to touch base with you today. Pastor Edgar, learned a lot. As usual, always. I feel holier every time I talk to you. I feel like I need to repent of some things.
No. Thank you also for inviting. It's really a pleasure to serve, to minister. And for the Victory Group leaders, interns out there, that's really one of my motivations, to help you have a deeper walk with God. Kaya nga, you know, this is really a passion for me. Talagang to help people get to know God more.
Alright, so thank you so much guys, and we hope to see you in our next episode of our Leadership Lab podcast. God bless you.
Bye.
For more episodes, please visit our YouTube channel, Leadership Lab Podcast.